Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the words we hear today in the gospel are our Lord's prayer for the unity of the church. And he states that he has given to his church, to his faithful, his apostles and disciples, the glory that he had been given from the Father. And as we heard earlier within the last week, what St. Gregory Nyssa says about this glory is that it is the Holy Spirit, which we're preparing to celebrate on Sunday, the solemnity of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the church gathered around the Blessed Virgin Mary in the upper room. And our Lord prays not only for those disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. These words refer to us, we who believe in Jesus through the word we have received from the apostles and their successors. And that faith in Christ unites us to those apostles and martyrs who gave witness to that truth. And one of those martyrs is Saint Justin, the martyr whom we celebrate today. Saint Justin was originally born a pagan and came into the church through his love of the truth. He was a philosopher. He sought out with his natural abilities to know the truth, and he was motivated not just by a vain sort of pride in knowing, but rather a love for truth. And a love for truth, in the end, is a love for God. And so though he didn't know God, his love for truth led him to God. He studied all of the philosophies that he came into contact with. He made himself a student of this human discipline. But guided by love for truth, then recognized it when he encountered it, the truth of God given to man by Christ, by the church, that is, religion, that truth that connects us again with God. And so Saint Justin, martyr, is a saint that helps us understand one of the principles that our late Holy Father, now Saint John Paul II, made a great effort to underline. That is, that we know the truth both by faith and reason. Saint Justin began with the natural effort and a natural gift that we've been given by God, that is the intellect and reason. The intellect, I'll just read from a definition, I think I took this from Wikipedia, but the intellect is a natural ability and all human creatures have it. So we have a rational soul. And intellect is defined as the ability of the mind to come to correct conclusions about what is true or real and about how to solve problems. Saint Justin, all he had the beginning of his search for the truth was this natural ability of the mind. Those who seek the truth using the intellect and reason are practicing the correct use of intellect, to which allows us to recognize truth and discern between what is real and what is unreal, or true and false. But he, as I said, he wasn't only inspired by a desire for knowledge, but by love for knowledge. And that was the seed of wisdom that when he became a Christian, then he was given the gift of the Holy Spirit, which acts upon intellect, but enlightens our natural ability with the truth, with supernatural, an ability to recognize supernatural truth. And here's a definition of wisdom from the Catholic Dictionary by Father John Harden. The first and highest gift of the Holy Spirit. It makes the soul responsive to God in the contemplation of divine things, where faith is a simple knowledge of the articles of Christian belief. Wisdom goes on to a certain divine penetration of the truths themselves. Built into wisdom is the element of love, which inspires contemplative reflection on these divine mysteries, rejoices dwelling in them, dwelling on them, and directs the mind to judge all things according to their principles. So we see in the person of Saint Justin an example of this transcendent reality that Christians are given through baptism, where our nature becomes united with grace, which is an order above nature, comes from God. And so faith, this supernatural gift we have, acts upon reason and allows us to know God more and more, and to love Him and to serve Him, which is the purpose of our being. Saint Justin realized his purpose because not only did he come to know God, he came to love God enough to even lay down his own life for the truth, in witness to the Roman emperors. He wrote several treatises which are of extreme value to the church, because he gave witness to the beliefs and practices, liturgical practices of the early church, motivated by a desire for love, but also for the conversion for these pagan leaders. And in the end, because he refused to falsify his understanding, the supernatural gift he had been given of the faith and wisdom, he refused to betray that simply to save his life, and shed his blood then in witness to the truth, and became a saint. So, again, just these, it's the juxtaposition of the supernatural and the natural, or rather the union of these two things, which is really evident in a saint such as Justin Martyr, where faith and reason are brought together in a remarkable way, where the supernatural acted upon the natural, that is God and the Holy Spirit, acted upon his natural intellect to lead him to the truth of salvation. And the church affirms the value of both. The church often is accused of being superstitious by those who don't know the doctrine of the faith nor care to know the truth. The church has always recognized the goodness of nature created by God, but that there is something more than nature and greater than nature, which is God, our Creator, and the saints give witness to this truth that is visible and we perceive it through faith, even though the world without faith refuses to see it at times and kills those who insist upon it. And our Lord Jesus knew that this would be the case, and that's why he prayed for his church and sent his Holy Spirit, that we might receive these supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, which include also courage or fortitude. And St. Justin displayed that in his willingness to give witness to the truth, even if it would cost him his life. And so as we approach the solemnity of Pentecost, let us pray to St. Justin, martyr, and the others who laid down their lives, all of the apostles, that we might know the truth that saves, and that we might receive the religion that allows us to be one in Christ with the Father, as he prayed for us. And the Blessed Virgin Mary is the one who first received all of these gifts, and through whom we also receive them. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, spouse of the Holy Spirit, to give us a greater love, such a great love that we too will be willing to follow Christ even to the cross. Praise be Jesus and Mary.